T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So Jake brought this to me, and so we've been debating back and forth how real something is. The clapcleats.com. Now, there's a rash of things over the years that are funny, and then they will have a website, and you can maybe order them or whatever, but then you'll get to it, and you realize this isn't a real thing. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I saw this, and Jake is convinced, and there is a real guy, and they are really taking orders for toe socks with polymer bottoms that apparently are for gripping the floor so you can really ram it on in there.
So you have leverage to ram it.
I don't, listen, and I think maybe I'm a weirdo. I've never been with a girl that just regular leverage couldn't take care of that.
Yeah.
If I had to, I thought about it, and I said to myself, well, I have turned around and put my feet against the headboard.
Sure.
You know, and for a little average. But past that, I don't think I've ever had to take a running start at the whole thing.
I already have a guy on hold who wants a pair. And just so you know,
yeah,
he texted in, don't say where he works. He doesn't want to get in trouble.
Because he doesn't want people to know he'd wear socks when he has sex?
Apparently, his job would frown on that.
And the fact that there's toes in it, I'm like, what are we grabbing with our prehensile toes?
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot. I have a lot of questions for our new friend, Gal.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Today's website is www.clapcleats.com. Clapcleats.com. Guile?
Yes.
Am I saying that correct, Guile?
Guile, yep.
Guile, got it. Okay, got it. Welcome to the show, my friend. You are the co-owner and creator of Sex Socks for Better Traction for the Action, the five-toe grip sock known as clap cleats, correct?
That is correct.
So I called BS on this, that it was more of a joke item than a real item. But you're saying this is a thing, it's necessary, it's well-received, and it's gone viral.
Yes, absolutely. It's gone crazy viral, in particular on TikTok. So viral that when we launched it, it sold out in less than 3 days.
How many pairs sold out?
We did over 1,000.
And now you're on pre-order, which I assumed was kind of taking a chance. You're like, well, let's see how the order goes. And if it comes in at enough, then we'll go buy more.
Correct.
And
yep. Not only that. Oh, sorry, continue.
What is a pair, a two-pack, it's $20 for two pairs of these clap cleats, $10 a pair.
Correct. Yes, and one pair is predominantly white, and the other pair is predominantly black. So depending on the occasion that you're going to go out with, because you could put them on before you go on a date or before you're going on a big, you know, anniversary. You can put them on before the, you know, the event happens. So,
but how do you put them in your shoe? Like, if these are no slip traction on the bottom, how are you going to slide your feet into the shoe?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can do it. It's being done. We field tested it, if you know what I mean, and it fits into the shoe or in the sneaker or in the boot. you know. But the key is the polymer grips have a strong hold. So,
what led you to create this? Like, I mean, and then I'll get to the toe part. But like, you're having sex, and you're like, man, I cannot do it hard enough.
Yeah. So what's it called? I used to be an athlete, right, in high school, and I really, I know what it's like to make sure you have good footing on the floor. In addition to that, I had recently gone out of a relationship, and I said, all right, I got to get back into the dating world, right? And so I had to go back to the gym, and there's something called your date weight. You know, you go back to the gym so you can go back into your date weight.
Sure.
And while I was at the gym, all of a sudden, you know, I was doing really strong, a lot of weight, especially with a lot of leg movements, in particular with hip thrusts. And then my gym partner, a friend of mine, said to me, man, you're really going to give it to your to the people you go on a date with. And I was like, yeah, it's just too bad I can't wear sneakers when I'm in the bedroom. And so then what started off as a joke, I said, you know what, why not try this? And then after different iterations and prototypes, it's a reality.
I have no idea what kind of feminine, overly feminine ladies I've been with all my life that have never been like, look, you have not damaged me. Not really. There was one where, I mean, I had to really put some back into it, but I felt like it worked itself out. Like I didn't have to go ahead and pull the hammer out and smack her with it, you know? But you're saying this is for obviously for when your feet are on the floor. It won't matter in bed, will it?
It will matter in bed because, well, let's put it like this. On the fitted bed sheet, the fitted is the one that goes around the mattress with the elastic so it stays in place.
Yeah.
On the fitted mattress, this will work 100%.
But what I'm trying to run through all my regular positions. There are a couple, like, if you want to go porno style, you know, and kind of squat behind the girl, you see that. But that seems to be the only one where your feet are basically touching the sheet.
Okay, I have a really good one for you.
All right.
So imagine you're laying on your back. So
right.
You know, your spine is on the mattress,
gotcha.
Right?
Cowgirl.
And the girl is on top or whoever's on top. And, you know, they're reverse cowgirl, however you want to call it. Most of the time, our legs are laying flat. So if we're going to do any action from the bottom, it's kind of, we look like fish out of water, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We look like, you know, we're kind of flopping away the way our body moves. But if you were to bring up your knees so that the bottom of your feet are planted on the bed, on the mattress, with these socks, you will have so much more power. Similar to a hip thrust machine or a hip thrust that you do at the gym, the same mechanics. And it just works so well.
You know what? Maybe I have missed the boat on this. All right. Now, listen, I'll buy off on that part. That makes sense to me. I was stuck on the idea that this is only for people that, like, you know, have their feet on the floor and their girl in the bed. And I'm like, I just don't think I've ever lost my footing at that point. Maybe if I was drunk.
Well,
I mean, you know.
Well, also, living room floors and bedroom floors, now hardwood floor more than ever. It still works really, really good on carpet. But, you know, if someone has a hardwood floor, it works incredibly, incredibly well.
Why the toes?
Rave reviews.
Why the toes?
Why the toes? Because, so when I first came up with this idea, I said, you know what? I'm sure there's some type of yoga sock or something that has this already. So I got basic socks that don't have the toes.
Hospital
and
socks.
Again, doing the field work, I noticed that the socks would jumble up or they'd go out of position. So you no longer have to grip where you need them to. So these are sure fit. These stay in place. Not only that, you have to get a specific size. So the sizes go according to your shoe size. So you're not getting a one-size-fits-all rinky-dink sock that maybe people are. The only feedback we've gotten was, oh, I've heard hospital socks can do this or trampoline socks can do this. No, they can't because we tried it. We field tested this before we created our product. And we saw where the problem was, where it get jumbled up, where it move out of place. It's supposedly one size fits all. That doesn't work.
Dude, you know what? You have given me all the explanations I doubted before. I'm telling you, I was selling it out. And I don't know that I need them, but I will tell you, at least I understand where you're coming from now. I'm like, oh,
Can I give you one more?
Yeah.
Can I give you one more example?
Yeah.
The best football players. Do we question what kind of footwear they're wearing? Are we saying, why are you wearing cleats on the field? The best baseball players, professional baseball players, are we questioning why they're wearing cleats? What about soccer players? What about golfers? All wear cleats to spikes. Now, the average man doesn't play professional sports, but they want to still at least try to impress the better man, at least every once in a while. Every once in a while, try to hit a home run, score a touchdown. You know what I mean? So why not wear cleats in the bedroom, too?
Quality euphemism, but let's face it, I'm not running during sex, and I'm definitely not swinging a golf club at a broad. and granted, it's a good, listen, whatever. Do you not think the chick is going to look at you? Look, it's always the creepy guy who wears the sock to bed. So I suppose if you're going to, you better be like, this is so I can really make it happen for you. Did you experience a lot of girls who go, look, you were a good lover, Gael, but, you know, when I walked away, I didn't feel like you punished my vagina to the point where I was. I mean, have you had that incident where you're like, you'd have been you'd have gotten a 10 out of 10 had you been able to really put more back into it? Has anybody complained about that?
So it's not about complaints. It's about the confidence. It's about knowing that you can give more effort than you've ever given before. Because nowadays, especially with dating, there's more pressure than ever to make sure you perform well.
Sure.
I like to say when people go on dates, there's two interviews. There's the personality interview, right? When you're going to the date, going out to eat, and then there's the physical or the performance interview, which is when you go back to the bedroom.
That's true. So, there's no doubt that. Listen, I'm 100% with you on that. I'm in total agreement.
These socks also are ankle cut. They go below the bone of the ankle or right around the bone of the ankle, depending on the person's foot. So it's not like they're like old grandpa socks that go almost up to the knees or anything like that. So they're sport athletic socks, and they're not made out of cotton. They're made out of primarily bamboo blend. So that's why they're thin enough to go into a shoe or a dress shoe or a boot, and they don't really look any different. And not only that, if somebody's into you, if you're about to get it on, they don't care if your socks have five toes or whatever.
Yeah. Well, tell me this. You have female size? Like, what if lesbians want to do pegging?
So, they're size small, men small, which is around a 6 to a 7. And we had to have ordered more because we've gotten emails for people who wanted extra larges, people who wanted size smaller. And so, yes, there are, I mean, honestly, I would say about 15% of our orders come from a typical female name.
Wow.
So I don't know if they're buying them for their man or if they're buying them because they're the top in the relationship. So,
well, that's a sweet way to tell me you're not giving it to me hard enough if you give me these socks. Like if I get clap cleats under this Christmas tree, Jesus wants you to know you need to hit that a little harder.
Maybe.
Gael, tell me, have you seen the Amazon position?
The Amazon position?
Yeah.
Maybe I've seen it without knowing the name.
You would remember? No. You'd remember this. T turned me on. He goes, I came in one day, he's looking at porn on the internet, and he goes, look at this. It's when a girl has a guy, like on a couch, she's kind of standing up, but she's got his legs pushed back, but he is inside of her. And then she has to be basically, the movement is very masculine, but you're like, but she would definitely have to wear socks for that little jam.
Definitely.
Yeah, no, Google that. Jump on Pornhub and put in Amazon position. You're going to be like, wow.
Thank you.
You're going to use this. You will be, and there'll be later interviews where you throw that out there just as a little curiosity seeker for the Googlers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, listen.
So,
you're going to have to send us some of these. Because this is my test for this. I want to throw open the phone lines and go, hey, if this is real, have you experienced this problem? Are you one of the people that need footwear in order to really get it? Because that's what your girl, demands, that you really be able to get some foot strength and back strength into it. Is this a necessary product for your love life? And if it lights it all up, man, we give them away. But I need you to send me like 5 pairs.
Yep, I have no problem sending you 4 pairs.
Okay. All right, listen, because I'm going to run the phones on this, and these will be your testimonies. I mean, and by the way, we'll send you the audio. You can use them on your website. Do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, that'll be great.
All right, listen.
We've done podcasts, and we've gotten plenty of feedback.
Well, Gael, is this your first offering as an entrepreneur?
No.
No? What else? What other ridiculous things have you thrown out? And I want to know if you've had success.
Well, my previous one wasn't ridiculous. It was to help people reach their goals, so I created a planner. And then I sold the planners to help people reach their goals in 90 days.
God, dude, there's always, no offense, but I always look at people, like, when they're like, I have a life coach, I'm like, it's called a dad. You ought to get one. You know what I mean? You understand, don't you, Gael? You had a dad. You, listen, I can tell you had one because you're out doing this stuff and you know how to put your world together.
I appreciate that, but that's actually why I keep driving for more, because I didn't.
Yeah.
I taught myself everything and pushed myself to be better.
Look at that. All right, then. All right, Gael, you stay right there. Hold on a second. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Thank you. I knew I was 50-50 on that, but I took a swing at it anyway. By the way, I don't know if Dad can see you, but he doesn't know you made, you know, wiener socks.
Sex socks.
By the way, anybody who buys a planner to put their life on track, you're already a pussy. There's no helping you. It's true. Nick, do you have
any? Who am I to say no, because I don't have any goals that have panned out.
Do you have any?
No. Goals or a calendar?
No calendars. No, no life coaches.
No, clearly I don't have any guidance or life coaches. Plus, they cost money.
Oh, you're such a pussy. You know in your heart, you scorn. You absolutely are scorned by people like that. People who are like, I need a life coach. Nobody needs a life coach.
No, it's called a friend. It's called guidance.
Bing, 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 bing.
Because your friends are poor, too, and they need it.
That's exactly right. Now I agree with you wholeheartedly. Jake, run the phones. Do you think my... Because this is what I asked you earlier. And I know you don't like to offend. And I know that sometimes I make you uncomfortable because I'm really asking pointed position questions. But Mike doesn't need this.
No, he doesn't, actually.
No, and I knew you're going to...
No. And
have you ever been with a guy and you went, you can't put it to me hard enough, I hate you?
Well, that was just like, well.
I always feel like girls.
It was a good try.
Well, I mean.
But you kindly say nothing and leave, and you never go out again.
But.
I mean, well, that's happened.
I've only met girls
who. Going on there.
See, to me, girls always, I think it's like, it's more likely you give it to them too hard.
When they don't have a lot to give.
Well, yeah. These socks aren't going to make it. Right. They're going to make that part work out any better.
I mean, you know, any event that might help you a little.
I distinctly remember being a younger man in my teens, and you know, you have a position, you think how you think it's supposed to be, and they're like, hey, why don't you take it down a notch?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You're not fighting it. You know, there'll be a time and a place to go a little quicker, but you don't, it's not like you're punching it with your ding dong. But T, of course, I know you're a fan of punching it. Yeah. If she doesn't cry a little bit, he's not a man.
Okay, there's tears of joy also out there.
There are tears of joy. There's no arguing that. All right. Tim, you're saying this is your thing.
Yes, definitely. I need this. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yep. We need this bad. You get to, you know, going on the bed, and then she gets spooled up and wants it off the bed, and hardwood floors, sweaty feet. A little older and top heavy now. I can't keep it together.
It's honesty.
Even your bare feet, you can't get it to the. I mean, I got you. I guess I understand it. The only thing I really went, oh, I missed that part, was the whole when she's on top and she's really wanting you to participate in the motion. Sometimes your feet do tend to slip out from underneath you a little bit.
And with different angles.
Yeah.
And she frowns on putting the work boots back on too. So nobody wants to see that.
Now see, my girl's the same way. But if she were like, I'd like to leave these boots on, I'd be like, I would like you to leave those boots on. If your girl wants to leave her shoes on, heels, boots, whatever, tell me you're not completely okay with that.
Yeah, but hers don't smell like, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't want his on.
Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
And she's wanting, and I'm screaming, it's all I got. And like I said, I'm trying to
break it. That's all I got.
Or whatever.
You better give me some more, you pussy. She starts calling you a pussy.
Yeah, I usually just end up crying and going making a sandwich at that point.
Right? She just gives you the look. She's like, is that all you got? Like, it's like a fight scene in a great movie where the guy gets punched super hard, and then the bad guy just goes, is that all you got? And then proceeds to smash him.
Yeah, I just tell her, get your suitcase and get your toys, because I'm done.
I showed up. I tried.
Oh, my God. I hate life. All right, hold on. You're the first one. Stay there. Tim is the first one. Tim is...
Best of luck.
Look for ladies on this. 5767989. Hey, Anthony. What's up?
Hey, Johnny. Anthony here. What's going on? Hey, I broke my toes.
How'd you break your toe?
Our whole house is all linoleum except for the bedroom, and that's wood tile. We're doing it, almost like an Amazon, but like a power punch.
But it wasn't, the Amazon is when she's in that, not you.
Oh, yeah, but that was reverse. I was on top.
Yeah. So, but how do you break your toe?
She slipped. The couch slipped. I slipped backwards, and as they're going backwards, my foot went underneath the couch and bent the last two toes backwards. Yeah, needless to say, nothing happened but screaming and yelling and laughter from her. Imagine that.
Yeah, no, I got that. But you feel like this is more of a safety issue for you then.
Oh, yeah. I missed 2 days of work, and that's almost $400.
I got you. Listen, man, OSHA laws demand that you have correct footwear when working on slippery surfaces.
Missed 2 days of work. Yeah,
you remember that stuff called shoe goo?
Sure.
I tried doing that on socks, and it didn't work.
Did you really put shoe goo on a sock?
I tried it after my toes being broken, yeah.
You were the original inventor of clap plates.
Yeah, my toes still don't bend quite right.
You literally tried to invent these. How many years ago did you put shoe goo on a sock?
2-3 years ago.
You were the one. You had it. You had the inspiration, necessity, the mother of invention. It was all there. You just, like myself, I never fall through with ideas. Like you could have, this was already your idea.
I just didn't want to break any more toes.
Yeah. All right. I'll be able to get you a pair. Stay right there. Hold on a second. But I couldn't have been the only one. The aha moment for our friend Gael was when I was at the gym. I was lifting pretty hard. My buddy's like, dude, you're really swole. You're really gonna punch a bitch right in the snatch, aren't you? I was like, Jesus Christ. That conversation is disturbingly real, Nick.
Yeah, but sadly...
You're really going to give it to some bitch. I'm like, if a guy said that, I'd be like, dude, get away from me. Get away from me right away.
Sadly, these poor fellows just had the normal experience. Yeah, that breaks his damn toes.
That makes perfect sense to me. Now I'm in.
Like, I think everybody's got an angle you don't want to admit.
I almost broke a leg sticking it down the, it went down behind the headboard and between the mattress and the headboard. Mm-hmm. It went zhunk straight down. Mm-hmm. And dude, I literally almost gave myself a tib fib fracture.
Yeah.
As I was trying to twist my way out of it. Luckily, instead of the fracture, I just tore the skin off on the corner of the headboard.
You didn't miss 2 days' work.
Yeah, no. But that's true. Yeah. And you know what irritates me on a complete side note?
Mm-mm.
Now little Lulu sleeps up near the headboard,
mm-hmm.
right? She'll take one of my pillows, and I'll go, why do I have one pillow and you have two on my bed? She goes, well, I'm worried the dog is going to slip down between the headboard and the mattress. I go, where were you? My goddamn leg was getting broken. Now you're worried about the dog?
Going down the chute?
Swear to God. Happened the other night. I go, asked her why I had one and she had two. And her answer quickly was because the dog might fall down there. Yeah, I almost lost a leg trying to prove my masculinity to your genitals, for God's sake. Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
What's going on, brother? I need a pair of shoes.
Why?
A pair of socks.
What happened?
Man, I got hardwood floors all throughout my house. I got a freaky wife. We like to get it on everywhere.
Well, I'm all for getting it on everywhere, but I just adjust to the situation. Like, if I have hardwood floors, then, you know, then it's going to be a different situation. So
we try putting down carpets, put down rugs, and they just slide.
Sure. No, I get it. So is it because I take it from behind, right?
Yeah.
And she's on the couch or something?
Man, we did that the other night. Man, I kept on sliding everywhere. Finally had to climb up on the couch with her.
Yeah, no, I've had to throw one leg up before.
And one leg over one hip of her, one leg on the
floor.
Yeah, no,
I got you. But that really, I guess I'm really not trying that hard because I have hardwood floors. I've done it like that in the living room, and I don't remember ever having my feet go out from underneath me.
I got a hot wife, so you know I got to give it.
Oh, you know what? Well played. If my girlfriend was hotter, my feet would have went out. By the way, if you're listening, honey, that is a terrible joke, and in no way did I mean that. She's like, if I'm not hot enough, how can we finish so quick? Yeah, no. All right, listen, Joe, you're also gonna get it. All right, I'm gonna hook you up. I want you to be able to punish that lady the way she so righteously deserves.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, then. Hey, have you heard of the Amazon position?
I haven't. I'm going to look it up,
though. See, everybody, I'm telling you, T, you're out in front of the world.
He's a genius.
He really is, in a really terrible way. But there, I'm telling you, so same situation, only your chick's going to have to wear the socks. You're And this is the part where I get uncomfortable, and it's probably just because I'm a weirdo. But you have to be, you're on your back, right? But you got to pull your legs back a little bit so she can kind of get up on top of it, but her feet are on the floor.
That was this morning.
So you did the Amazon?
I guess so.
So you're on your back with your legs pulled back?
Yeah.
All right. You already did it. It's called the Amazon. But right, I'll tell you. Yeah. There you go. Look at you. You just didn't know the name, but you already did all the positions. There's nothing left for you to look forward to. All right. Stay there. I fear that there is nothing new, by the way.
You put way too much thought into this.
Well, no.
Feels good at the end.
I never considered the Amazon until he showed me. Like
I got to tell you, it was the first time I'd seen anything at that angle.
Do you think... Well, you're too little. You couldn't do it to Mike. He's not the biggest dude, but I don't think you're tall enough.
The height is funny. It does put problems from time to time.
You'd have to have a pretty low couch for you to have, because you're a petite girl. So, I mean, you're only like 5'2".
So here's the deal. Just if you come to my house ever, do not sit on the sectional downstairs.
No.
Because that'd be the only place I'd be able to be tall enough.
Let's go ahead and just both admit Mike is never going to allow me in your house.
That is quite possible. I thought you were going to say never do it on the couch. I'm like, no, seriously, don't sit on our couch.
No, Mike definitely don't care. Look, I know how much he drinks. Now, sober on the couch, mm-hmm. that I believe is a toss-up with that one.
It depends on the day.
Yeah, but drinking, I think he'd do it. Will he do it in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Now, mm-hmm. that, would he do it against the fridge where it's getting fingerprints on it?
That might be pushing it. Right. That might be the one spot you're pushing it.
If he was drunk enough, I believe, I don't know how to do it with his head in the fridge, but I was going to say he would do it with his head in the fridge eating. But
go get in there and grab one of those marks out of the freezer. Damn.
Yeah, if you were to present these to Mike, would he be offended or excited?
He'd be open to it.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's not offended.
No, I don't
care. If anything, we both laugh at something that's ridiculous.
But no, my girlfriend was like, hey, I don't care what she says. Like, and I've told her this a million times. I go, look, I'll give anything a go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I squeal and it hurts, I'm out. But,
oh, yeah.
I'm not saying I won't give it a try.
We tried.
You know what I mean? But yeah, if she was like, look, I didn't want to tell you this, but put these on and seriously.
Here's the outline.
I'm worried about my girlfriend. The other day, I look at her and I go, hey, what is going on with you? I look at her arm. It's got like bruising. And I go, hey, it looks like I beat you. And then my second thought is, do you have another boyfriend that gives you much rougher sex than I'm giving you?
No, I just carry bags every day.
I swear to God. Like, you know, the thumbprint on the inside? It's the beater mark, right?
I know.
She's got them. I did not put them there.
I know. I carry my beach pool bag. And I get them right here because they slide down.
I was like, I did not put that there. By the way, wear some goddamn sleeves around your mom and dad. Your brother's going to shoot me in the face. This isn't a joke. She's like,
no, I know.
And then when she looks at me, and she just never understands the way the world is, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm like an old banana. I'm like, oh, you're like an old banana? Your father thinks I beat you now.
Yeah. We're going to be on the news.
Yeah. Your dad's going to go to jail for killing me, and I never did a thing. She's like, Mom, I'm an old banana. Who are you? Look at me. I'm like a colander. My head. Yeah.
She's like, go get your socks.
Yeah.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.
Fox. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.